Yo, what's the deal? It's your boy J16 here to keep it real and drop it on another topic. Look, man, I'm really sitting here thinking about what the next topic is. Am I gonna really take my time and give y'all emphasis on? I'm taking, you know, as it is. This is these car combo series. If you follow me on social media, I appreciate it. Definitely check out my website too, rhythmandpoetry.com. We got a lot of dope things happening. I just stay in tune to this experience that we bring into life, man. Follow me on all social media sites, all at Rhythm and Poetry. But y'all listening to the podcast right now. So today I wanted to really get into the insight of, I don't know what it is about this whole battling, but there's a lot of battles that's going on right now. Like, everybody's beefing. And they so fake, too. It's just the shit that's funny. These battles be fake as hell. And but it's cool because I like this part of hip-hop. I like the competition side of the art. You know, I was listening to Chris Brown have a battle with Quavo, and they all talking about crazy shit with one another all over shorty. That's the crazy thing. These motherfuckers is beefing over shorties that anybody who got money can have. That's the wildest thing to me. Like, it's the craziest aspect. These girls do not really like you. They just like that you got money and you got fame. And it comes down to it. And these motherfuckers is beefing over them. Like, it's the craziest shit. But then we could go down more to the other side of it. But more the hip-hop battle that we all been listening to. All been taking in our own thoughts and our own sides. And it's crazy because I'm really sitting here looking at the battle. And the battle I'm talking about is the Drake and Kendrick Lamar battle. And I'm like, yo, this battle really has elements to it that we've never seen before based on the two different sides of the worlds colliding. And I always tell people, especially when it comes to Drake as an artist, is Drake literally probably has been the most progressive when it comes to this art form of any hip-hop artist ever, right? He has opened up the door for so many different types of music as hip-hop artists for us to listen to. And I gotta give Drake's props for that. I ain't a Drake fan by all means. I appreciate what he means for hip-hop because I'm a hip-hop a hip-hop enthusiast. So anything that's tied to the art form, I appreciate it because hip-hop is an art form that has so many elements to it. It's the art form that shows you how important the creative arts are for us to have in schools, because when you removed it from the schools in New York City in the 70s, you got this art form. So I take nothing from a hip-hop artist being creative and doing things that is different and against the norm, because that's what hip-hop was built on. But on the other side, I can also have my own opinions on what I prefer as music, and Drake shit ain't what I prefer as music, just to be honest, keeping it a buck. Now, Kendrick, on the other hand, I appreciate his music, and I'm more in favor to that type of rap, right? The rap that is more against the fighting against the powers to be, like, I'm not trying to, no pun intended, on some public enemy shit, but, like, fighting against the injustices and the oppression of people across the globe. That is the hip-hop I appreciate, I love, the boom-bap hip-hop, the lyric hip-hop, and that's what Kendrick does. Hip-hop that's usually popular, hip-hop that is tends to lean more to the R&B side and singing, I don't really like that. That's a different, totally different type of music form that I'm not a big fan of. If I want to go listen to R&B, I will put on a real artist that is an R&B artist. But if I'm not going to want to listen to R&B with my hip-hop, that's not how it goes for me. You know, and Drake is an artist who does that. That's why in the hip-hop realm, most hip-hop fans, real true hip-hop fans, not hip-hop fans, you know, with a P, but hip-hop fans will agree with me on that point. Drake isn't hip-hop. Drake is just a hip-hop fan. He's a popular artist that is played, like Mos Def said, in Target while you're shopping. So that is why, in my opinion, I don't think Drake as a true hip-hop fan will go down in history as that. Now, as a popular fan for this time, oh yeah, by all means, he's probably the most popular fan we've seen in a long time. He's killing it right now. Everybody's listening to music, and he's super controversial. But when it comes to this hip-hop thing, he ain't really, he ain't got no levels to that, because no true hip hop fan is gonna sit and be like, oh yeah, you know, Drake is rap. You know what I mean? He ain't. Drake is a popular artist. Now, with him and Kendrick having this battle, and I see that J. Cole apologized, which kind of blew me. Like, I was like, what the fuck this nigga apologizing for? But that's neither here nor there. When we look back to that time and what's happening with those artists and the stuff they were doing, especially when Cole came out and apologized, it showed a dynamic shift into what the art form was. And now we get into this conversation we're having right now of, is Drake and Kendrick one of those battles that we're going to look at and going to dissect? Now, we all know the background. Control came out. Kendrick basically baited every hip-hop artist that was hot at the time by saying on that. Barbershop talks going on. Who's the best big three? Jay-Z, Nas, or Kenny, or whatever. And all you other new niggas, just new niggas, don't get involved. He said that, and he shot in people's names out in Control, which came to the whole beef with Drake seeming like he really stepped on Drake's neck after that with the BET freestyle, the Cypher freestyle during the BET Awards. So with all of that being said, there's always been this tension amongst the two of them. And now that even Kanye is getting involved, and we all know the beef between that off of the Blessing song, where they took Kanye's verse off of it and added Drake's verse to it, or Big Sean didn't even let them know this was happening, and it became a whole little beef between those that arena. So there's so many different elements, but what I can say about the battle itself between Kendrick Lamar and Drake is that they are totally different artists. It's like, when I think of J. Cole and the type of, not J. Cole, when I think of Drake and the type of music he puts out, it's tailored to be in the realm of LL Cool J. It's tailored to be in the realm of BDK, Big Daddy Kane, right? It's tailored to be in a realm of artists that make songs dedicated to the ladies. You could even go into, like, not Fabulous too much at that level, but definitely a Ja Rule type artist. Artists that have patterned their whole style after making ladies' songs. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's always a realm, and there's a realm of these rappers that come at oversensitive, emotional-ass MCs. Drake is one of them, right? He's a Dirty Mac by all means. I don't think he got Dirty Mac-ing down to a science like LL had, but he definitely is up there. Now, when I think of Kendrick Lamar, on the other hand, I'm thinking of Ice Cube, I'm thinking of Nas, I'm thinking of DJ Quick, thinking of Chuck D, KRS-One. Like, you're thinking of artists that are so politically rapping, bar, lyricals, masterminds, and also fighting against the forces that be, speaking very highly intelligent about the things that are happening and an oppression that is happening, but from an institutionalized racism throughout the world. And that's when I listen to Kendrick, I hear him addressing things like that. So when those two artists come together, it's a totally different realm. They're totally different. It's like Thai food and Mexican food, right? It's like basically basketball and football. They're both sports, but they're totally different things. And at times, I like to look at basketball. At times, I like to look at football. But if I'm watching football and somebody's out there with a basketball, I am like, what the hell is this? This is not what I'm tuned in to watch right now. And that's what it is with Drake. I listen to Drake when the time makes me feel like, hey, I want to listen to Drake. I want to hear this type of music. But in the grand scheme of things, I am not the biggest Drake fan by all means. Because when I think about Drake, it's like, when I don't want to listen to him, I find myself in this weird realm of music that is constantly singing. Whereas even at the same time, when it comes to people like Kendrick, I like Kendrick when I'm in the mood of listening to Kendrick. But if I'm in the mood of listening to something like Drake, I'm not really going to be putting on Kendrick like that. Unless it's one of the Kendrick songs like Love and other tracks he has that is dedicated to being more for the love the ladies side of music, and there's nothing wrong with that for that time. Now, I said all that to see that these two artists are now in a battle, and we are trying to figure out who's gonna win, and whatever we want to say it, and it will just go down in the test time, and well, however you want to say it. I like the controversy, I like the conversation, and overall, it's good for hip hop. When we think of them, though, and we really dissect the aspect of what they are and what they mean for us as hip hop artists, I think we could come to an agreement that they are basically in a weird space, in a weird world of what we listen to and what we appreciate as hip hop. They are what's keeping it known and spoken about. They are keeping the element of what we appreciate as hip hop enthusiasts as a conversation starter, as something that is keeping the needle going, because hip hop needs that. For so long, and it's been just happening recently, music is changing. It's lots of controversies. Now, we can get in a whole different debate of them trying to whitewash hip hop and make it to what they believe hip hop should be, and not from the roots by claiming certain artists are the greatest of all time. I'm not trying to get into the base of this, but if you all know what I'm talking about, this quote-unquote artist is the greatest of all time from a groups of people who know nothing about hip-hop to be making those statements, those blatant statements, and it's always whitewashed, right? They want an artist like Drake to be the face of this thing that we call hip-hop. That is where I get into my own conversation, my own debate, is this something that we want the industry to do, and this is something that we want these powers to come in and change the narrative of what hip-hop is by basically saying an artist like a Drake or artist like Eminem or artist like this should be the face of what we believe hip-hop is, or do we get a somebody like a Kendrick coming out and saying, nah, that ain't what hip-hop is. This is what hip-hop is. And that is why I love this battle, because it is a direct correlation between what true, real hip-hop is battling what hip-hop is. And I am always going to lean into the space of hip-hop. I always will, because it is the truest. I was listening to this post that said, what's the problem with hip-hop right now? The dude said, not enough rappers, not enough MCs, too many rappers. He said, well, what does that mean? He said, rappers do it for the money, MCs do it for the culture. And that is how I feel too. Drake does it for the money, Kendrick does it for the culture. And by that means, I'm always going to lean towards the person doing it for the culture. Man, I hope y'all enjoyed this. I had to get it off my chest. There's been a lot going on with this whole battle. And I just want to let y'all know those few facts and my vision of what's happening with this battle, where it's going to line up in the history of battles and things of that nature. Yo, but definitely check us out every Friday. We drop this podcast around 7 o'clock. If you definitely have our social media, follow me on all my Instagrams, rhythmandpoetry.com, and definitely check my website out. We got merch on there. We got lots of things. It's an experience happening, and I want y'all all to be part of it, because it's just starting, and it's going to mushroom into something y'all never seen before. So, yeah, definitely. And as always, respect the grind, not the poser. Rhythm and poetry is hip-hop excellence, hip-hop soul, and the culture. And in due time, we're going to take over. Peace.